Stav, Abby and Matt are about to give it their best shot on this podcast. Why not give recycling your best shot? Together with Brisbane City Council, we can get recycling sorted. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for listening and downloading our podcast. The brown snake continues.
It does.
Mm-hmm. We are trying to get a brown snake made in confectionery to celebrate our Brisbane River, and we may have someone that's got it.
To carry 2 tonnes, how big a truck do we need?
Probably a 2-tonne truck, isn't that?
It's like a measurement, isn't it?
I think so.
We need 2 1-tonne Rodeos.
Yep, right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all different depending on...
I know, but normally, like, it's very hard to find an empty truck. Because normally, like, did they do that on Uber? Remember they were doing that with planes. All I'm saying is that they are so resourceful these days that the truck that dies down goes down normally gets something else.
Yeah.
You know, if you're delivering something, it would we wouldn't have an empty truck just going, geez, I wish I could fill the truck.
No, no. Mm. They would probably take something down there too to drop off and then pick up our stuff and bring it back.
A ram could probably pull it, you would have thought.
Like pull a
little, little sheep ram. What?
No, you're saying around the car, but... Huh. How many tons did we say?
2.
Yeah.
Something like 1,300 something kilos. It's heavy. It's heavy, man. But you know.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Mm. So. I just don't. I mean, storage is a huge issue as well.
Yeah.
Because you got them that were tow, but I'm talking about how big. It is.
Yeah, because you don't want ants.
No. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Nope. Do not
I
want
reckon
ants.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say that to transport it will be more expensive than it will be.
Oh, to actually buy it?
To actually buy it. Mm. I think that's why they've gone, Because we do. We need food safety standards.
Mm.
So.
Yes. It's a tough one, isn't it?
It is. It's an ongoing issue, but you'll hear more about it in the podcast coming up.
By the looks of it, a ram can pull 4.8 tonnes. So
yeah, okay, but it can pull it, but what are you going to put it in?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to get a trailer.
A 2-tonne trailer?
That's what I'm saying. It's a big trailer. Yeah. I think you'd have to get a transport truck.
Mm. Yeah. A freighter. Or with train.
Just trying to buy us a show ram. That's all. Yeah. Show ram.
There's a
my cousin's got one. He might lend it to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about train? Freight train. Ooh, I mean, we can see them from here. They definitely move.
It's not a bad idea.
Hmm. I reckon it'd be cheaper.
It'd be The issue we've also got to remember too is either end. It's one thing to do that, but then we're going to need a forklift wherever we get to get it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't really think everything through.
We never do.
No, that's true. No.
And it always seems to work out okay.
Somehow.
Ish.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've got food transport, freight save. If I look them from there, they deliver it all over.
My mum works at a truck stop. Maybe I'll get her to have a chat to some of the lads around there and say, is anyone doing a trip? Maybe we can go on the back of one of their trucks.
Hit you back it.
But you'll hear it all discussed anyway. The issues we're facing, we have someone to manufacture, but there are issues with that.
Yes.
That's in the podcast today. Let's get into it. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ah, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's Abby's hubby who's skinny, not chubby. He's not on TikTok, but he does have a massive Instagram following. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty too, honey, for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Hey, Stavalicious. That didn't even rhyme, that last bit, Stav.
No.
No. True, though.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, honey. It's good to hear. How are we, guys?
Scotty's actually lost more weight.
Has he?
Yeah, like he decided to go back to football. How long was the career? 2 weeks?
Yeah, not very long.
Oh, was that an ending? Career-ending injury?
Oh, no, not career-ending. Just a little minor setback, Stav.
Right.
Maddie.
You've done a Munster.
Yeah, I asked him to help out with the kids. He's like, I'm sorry, babe, I've done a calfie, so I have to go and see the club physio. Then he came back. He's like, the club physio's lovely. Do you know she's a Lions player? I'm like, yes, I know Kathy.
Close to Lawrence, yes, Kathy.
Yes,
so Kathy Spark. Lovely Kathy.
Mm. Well, mate, I mean, don't feel bad. Tom Tavoyevich can never say his last name properly.
Yeah.
He's one of the highest paid players in the league. He's played about 3 games in the last 10 years. Well, yeah. he's the one who... keeps snapping his hamstring.
Well, I said to Scotty, it's good. Wednesday night means you can help out at home because Finney's going for his AFL season because this is his opportunity. And Scotty goes, no, I can't. They're handing out the jerseys and pizza, so I still need to go.
Yeah, there we go. Pizza and beers. It's a jersey night. And who's going to be the captain and vice captain? Oh. They're going to get announced as well. So.
Got to get around the boys.
Get around the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camaraderie. Yeah.
Should be a good team. Night. Should be now, over at 3 in the morning.
Maddie's got something for you, Scotty, because even on the weekend we were walking at South Bank and I was frustrated at you because how do you say the days of the week?
Always end in Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Like it's Sunday.
Monday,
and I was
Tuesday,
like, it's
Wednesday.
Thursday,
Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's funny because you had that conversation because I think it was like a few days before I was saying, wouldn't it be funny if we got Scotty to sing some of the songs on our radio station, tradie style? Because tradies love singing on the job site.
Scotty's.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous, Matty.
Well, I know that the words can change, but I haven't gone down that path.
But and some of them are really good, though, for tradies.
Yeah. But Abs and I were talking, and I imagine what it would sound like if you sung Craig David's 7 Days. Do you know that song?
I'm not good with names, but you know, it's not a name, but it's a song title. But
play
a little bit
of the song. Play
the
song.
Okay, so here is the original of Craig David.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, of course.
So, Maddie
Maddie
wanted to use your voice. He tried to bogan it up, used the bogan filter, and sung it for you. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were getting down by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
I like it better. I like it.
That is just bloody, that is perfect. Yeah, I couldn't have done that any better myself, Maddie. Yeah, that's how we roll on the sights.
That's what I mean. Like, you just sing it. I mean,
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. That's kind of weird.
It's like you need to book him in and actually use. Sorry, do you mind coming around Monday? Sorry.
Monday.
Monday.
I'd have cracked another one. I don't know if it's quite as good. Though.
You know, finish on a high.
Not this show.
You know, Miley Cyrus, her late. It's the number one song in the country at the moment. Miley Cyrus, she's got this one, Flowers, about Liam Hemsworth.
Yep.
Now, tradies usually don't say my, they say me when they talk when they're talking about themselves. Like, go buy me a pie.
Oh, yeah.
Or where are my keys? Where are my keys?
Just by myself.
You got it, sus. Where's my hammer?
I can buy myself flowers. Write me name in the cement.
Yes.
Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't understand. Like, that's not to code, dumbass.
That's good.
That's very true. Yeah, not the sand. It wasn't in the cement, not in the sand. That was another little good touch there, Manny.
That's right. You just like concrete. So how do you feel about coming in to re-sing songs, trading style?
Yeah, for sure. I'll give it a shot. Just got to clear the throat there.
We can get you and another bunch of bogans. It's not just you.
Oh, a bogan choir.
Oh, that's good.
The Bogan Choir. I like it.
I got a text the other day saying
songs are going to get to number one for sure.
They say that all the kids are like, oh, we've got a new PE teacher. And they sound exactly like Ozzy, like Jagger's dad.
How the hell is that? There's a compliment there, isn't it?
All right, on Tuesday is Library Day. Library Day, don't forget, guys. Good on you, Scotty. Good to talk
awesome,
to you, buddy.
Guys. You have a good day.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I was looking through my DMs because I'm back on socials. I said I wasn't going to do it till April, but, you know, cut that short because, like, my no drinking for a while, cut that short too.
All right. What are you watching over there?
Which means I can have a carton of carton of cider, please. What do you want, bub?
I will
have... What do you want to? Ginger beer or have you changed
that? Ginger beer.
Ooh, ginger beer, please. Yeah.
Brookvale, the $88 carton one.
Ooh, okay.
And I'll get you a carton of Dixon cider.
It's good stuff, though.
I like the Bullers. Anyway, but this is not a commercial for that. It's just your thing went off if anyone didn't hear it, and that means a carton of beer. I have been getting DMs that are of breasts, of boobs, and I do love people that listen to the show, and I just want to say thank you because they have been sending me photos of their boobs. And
you get these too? Am I missing out here or what's happening?
The wrong people, ladies.
Yeah. Are they to forward on to us? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, sure. These are a good set. Can you please make sure Stab's aware?
Yeah.
No, well, it's not because you're checking your DMs all the time to see if Kermit replies to you. Yeah, you're not the sort of guy that's been waiting for these photos, okay?
Unless they're Miss Piggies.
She'd have six, wouldn't she?
I've never thought of that before.
You know how I was saying that I wanted to have, or am going to get one, and I'm just waiting for a breast reduction.
Yes.
And I'm really, really excited. Something I've wanted my whole life since I've wanted my whole life since I grew them, because I want to do ballet, just uncomfortable. And it's just hard trying to get a surgeon because it's such a big deal. Mm. And there's some that are real, like, you know, market themselves and pretty fancy.
Mm.
And then there's others that don't do all that, but everyone says are really brilliant.
Oh, right.
So it's like you have to know someone, but
you don't want to go to one that says no frills. Like, you know, you know, yeah, what the Aldi version.
But the
of
other people have great websites and great Instagram, but then they're probably not the best.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. And I have learned through all the nurses and that a plastic surgeon really is an art form. Everyone does it different. But how do you know what their work is like unless you've seen it? So I have been out and about, and I was at a tennis tournament. I was speaking to one of the mums there, and she was like, I can't pick up the bag. I'm going to wait for my son. I said, I'll pick it back. And she said, sorry, I just had surgery, so I can't pick it up. I can't lift it high. And I was like, oh. Most people would stop there, but of course I didn't. I was like, what did you get done? And she was like, oh, I got a breast reduction. I'm like, oh, my God, I've been wanting to get that. She said that it was so great, really, really happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
She said the recovery's been, I was like, oh, much scarring. And she's like, do you want me to show you? I was like, well, not now, because we're at a kids' tennis thing. She's like, no, but I've got photos. I've taken photos during my recovery. Yeah. I'll send them to you.
Mm.
And that's happened a few times. So they DM me. So I was looking at it. And then there Scott's go, like, Steph. What are you looking at? And
same,
I was like,
same thing happened to you when you chatted about your vasectomy?
Yeah. I sent photos. They're like, there's
can't
nothing
the
there.
Scar.
Where's the, where is it?
He got his aim. But it's been interesting because then all of a sudden you get this true understanding of it.
Mm.
And this one girl, I was like, I'm really sorry. Have you got befores? She's like, oh, yeah, of course. Because all these women are taking photos, I guess, in the hospital
the
gowns.
The journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But it's just been, and it is, it's so different depending on the surgeon. It's like a real.
Have you picked one yet?
Still going, still deciding.
Mm.
There's one I like in Sydney, but I was like, there should be good ones here as well.
Mm. How do you work out how much to take off as well? Like, does the surgeon give a suggestion and go, here's what I think?
Yeah, or? I don't think you can go too under because I guess it's kind of like a reconstruction, really.
Mm, yeah.
And then you've got totally different surgeries that have done it for, like, you know, have breast removal and they do it. And that one's quite hectic because you've got to stretch the muscles and everything. So, yeah. So I don't know how long
it'd be painful, wouldn't
time
it?
Is for. Yeah, but I think it's like every surgery, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess they all
That's
hurt.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can, I don't know what the limits is. I think you can only go down maybe
a cup?
Two no, cups? You'd be more than that.
Do some people refuse to do it because they're punching God in the face? Or the main doctors don't have a problem with that?
That's what Scotty always says. Mm. Why would you kick God in the face? Why would you say? Why would you kick God in the teeth?
How does he feel about it? About you reducing? I mean, it's your choice, obviously, but is it something you've had to talk to him
about?
Yeah,
he keeps saying don't do it. He's like, I don't want you to do it. And I was like, but it's not a looks
aesthetic thing.
It's actually a physical thing.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's like, oh, I guess so. And I was like, and plus I would feel more comfortable wearing
skimpier stuff.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I said. He goes, oh, well, that's a win-win.
I'll drive you there.
In fact, I might get mine taken off too while we're there. Hey, let's get a four for the price of two.
I do have to say thank you so much to people that have sent me photos and suggestions. Like, I really do appreciate it. Mm. And I have been deleting the photos after. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Oh, don't get caught up in the cloud or something.
No.
Get hacked.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
This lady's definitely anonymous because she has been in a bit of trouble at work and still going through it. And I want to hear from everyone. Baby boomers and millennials.
Okay.
She's written, "Dear Abby, I have been accused of bullying at work and I'm having such a difficult time at the moment. I am a lot older than the millennials at work and I just find that they don't want to be at work and I'm growing so frustrated with their incompetence. I'm used to getting in a little bit before my start time so I can get my coffee and be ready to work at the start time. But they rock up 2 minutes late and then get their coffee and sit down and have breakfast all on work time. We used to have our work expectations and a set dress standard and presentation, but now everyone just rocks up to work in what they want. I said in one of the meetings that I was really annoyed that I felt like everyone was dropping their standards, and when I listed all the reasons for it, people were quite shocked. An hour later, I was asked to see our manager and accused of bullying other staff and making them feel incompetent. Years ago, I feel like I would have been rewarded for having such high standards, but now I am an old baby boomer, or referred to as a Karen. Is anyone else frustrated that the standard of work has been lowered after COVID, or am I just too old in my ways and this is how it is now?" Probably a bit of both.
I was going to say, can't it be the tacos?
131060 if you're finding this, because it's happened in every generation, but I think it's been such a quick turnaround after COVID that people have gone, lifestyle first.
Mm-hmm.
Lifestyle is too, you know, it's too short. Mm-hmm. It's too important. Mm-hmm. Let's just do.
On the other hand, she's written in this letter saying, you know, young people and the way they are towards work now. I'm sure if we did a bit of a tally around her office, the young people probably think that she's too old to be working
and maybe too
behind the times. So maybe she's the one to go.
But that's the whole thing. Like, if management aren't, like, if you're allowed to rock up to work.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have a coffee and you're allowed to sit down and have breakfast, and why not? But then I think the only problem is, and I wonder if this happens, I don't want it to be in a workplace where the people that have different work standards are the ones that are pulling too much weight.
Right. So it's because she's got a stronger work ethic, she's up doing all the work.
Well, she's picking up the phone at 9 a.m. while everyone's having breakfast. You know what I mean?
Well, everyone needs them. How are we going to answer the calls while I'm having me avo on toast?
If Karen's that's what I did write back saying. If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, but then some people can't. It's not the way they're built. They're built to work. You know?
But it is. It's letting go and, I guess, changing with the times. But it does feel like it's happened so drastically after COVID and because it is flexible working arrangements, but not every workplace.
Yeah.
And I guess that the generation that's doing it is a generation that watched their parents work themselves to the bone for very little reward at the end of it. You know,
of course. And we don't have the set 9 to 5.
No.
Anymore.
Well, I mean, it depends how you even break it down. Like, I look at my dad, right? My dad was an electrician, worked his ass off his entire life, died at 54 from asbestos poisoning. Now, I'm sure if someone had gone back and told him that when he was 20, he probably would have worked very differently, knowing that, you know. So I just think now more and more people care less.
So let's all care less, is what you're saying.
That's where I'm at.
Unless you're a surgeon or what
no,
level.
No, everyone has to care less, Abby. That's not fair for the surgeon. Still trying to work.
Everyone care less.
But having
everyone
said that,
care less.
Just chill.
The surgeon's pay grade puts him in a position where he...
So you're saying only rich people need to work?
Oh, people that get paid.
No.
Wow.
I'm saying you act what you get paid. So I would wonder, like, what kind of workplace are they in?
They're in a travel industry.
Okay, right, yeah.
So that's why she was saying, like, you know, I feel grateful that I've got a job.
Yeah.
Where everyone's still at the type of, like, whatever.
I'm not saying whether she's right or wrong.
I just don't think we can go 1, 2, 3, let's all work less.
Chill.
Yeah. Well, there's talk of 4-day work weeks now.
Yeah.
So what does everyone else think? The hardest part of this argument is there is not going to be a right or a wrong answer to it.
No, that's true. But give us a call. Think of us having to, you know, trudge through all your calls and chat to you. It's like, you want a break? Have a break.
Well, what did your son say to you?
I don't want to share that. I don't want to share. I said to him, mate, school. It is the best years of your life. When do you get into any workplace and you go at 9 and you finish at 3, you have an hour lunch break and you hang out with your friends? And he said, are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. And he goes, Mum, you rock up at 5 and you leave after the show. You have a break every 5 minutes and you hang out with your friends. I went,
shut up, Ben.
Yeah, but not us. But.
The other shows, the other people do, not us.
Yeah, they don't like their workmates. That's hard. Yeah.
Julie and Burpengary, what do you think about this?
I think if she's too old, I'm too damn old.
Are you finding this in the workplaces?
I am, and to be honest, I think it's part of being respectful for your job and your co-workers.
Yeah.
So what are you coming up against in your... Because you work in disability, so what are you finding people aren't doing?
Well, to be honest, we're there to support our clients, not sit around and come in and have a coffee, have our breakfast. That should be all done before we're on shift.
Yeah, that's true. But it is that thing that you're saying. If everyone has shifted that way, then you become the...
Well, I think what she's doing
wheel.
Is work. So it, no one wants to tell anyone off. Do you know what I mean? So she's like, well, I'm the one that's doing it. And then she
and
gets
then you're getting
accused
in trouble.
Of, bullying for it.
Producers, you want to run out and count how many people are at our coffee machine right now?
But then again, it's like 8:30. Are they getting in early? You know, like there's no set times is what I'm trying to say for people.
It'd be fun to see if they skedaddle. They're listening.
Like cockroaches.
Yeah. Is there four?
Four.
And then
four.
How many queuing up?
We've got four. So we got...
There's four by the coffee machine and there's three in the kitchen.
Right. There you go.
Get to work.
Oh, that is, yeah, they're all making breakfast.
They don't even listen to us.
No. Nah.
Brendan, in Upper Kedron, what do you think about this?
Oh, yeah, look, the standards definitely dropped. So I'm an electrician as well, so in the trades. And, yeah, the youngsters definitely are not working as hard, wanting everything. They want the fancy cars, the fancy tools real early on. You know, always want to finish early on a Monday and a Friday. And it's just, it's the kind of job where, you know, we've got to go till we get the job done. I mean, we can't just drop tools and walk off. Halfway through electrical stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Would you say on the other hand, though, Brendan, right, if you're a young person and you want to do well or whatever, like now is the best opportunity ever. If you're someone who works hard, you will slay all the lazy people. Like if you want to be great at something, you get in there, they'll always get overlooked if you're working.
Absolutely. I mean, if we get somebody who really wants to be there and does great, man, we're going to hold on to them for a very long time because they just don't exist. They're rare.
Yeah. It's actually easier now.
Well, my friend was saying that she got asked by one of the apprentices that they wanted $100,000 as an apprentice, as a starting wage. And she was like, but that's more than I get paid during the office. I know. And they're like, otherwise we're going to walk because they heard that there was some sort of shortage.
I should become an apprentice again.
That's
She did say for them to walk.
I was going to say, Brendan, if that's what you're paying apprentices, I'll knock off at 9:30.
Sign me up.
I know. Let me know where to go.
But I think there also needs to be said that there was a lot of companies took the piss off their workers for a long time and just expected you to be there like for all hours and stuff. So the backlash had to occur. I think it's just gone too far in one direction. But
Have we got anyone? 131060, feel free to keep calling through. If you want to get on and go, I prefer not to work much, we're happy to take your call. You don't have to agree with everything.
Anonymous has given us a call.
Hey, guys. How
are
you going?
What do you think about this?
So I'm a millennial and I actually work in travel and I 100% agree with her, honestly. I was in leadership and I had people in my office that just... had no respect for the company or for our time, the other staff. Like, they would rock up 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, no excuse, no nothing, just walk in. But I have to say, it's not always just the youngsters. Sometimes it's the older generation as well, we found.
I'm starting to realise that now, that maybe she's just in an occurrence where she is just the older person only, but it might just be everyone's standards, as you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's just how some people were raised and bred to work, that they... you know, focused, they do the right thing. Like, I'm not saying turn up to work half an hour early on your own time and stay half an hour late, but it's just general respect to turn up 5 or 10 minutes early and make sure you're ready to start work on time.
It's funny that both these ones come from the travel industry because that would have been decimated during COVID. So.
But then I feel like as everyone knew for the travel industry,
maybe.
Because they were the hard, like, one sorry, so
hit.
Many people were hard hit, but they really were. So it feels like coming back, there hasn't been a sense of gratitude. There's been a sense of, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, look, it is definitely a lot harder. I mean, I've been in the industry almost 7 years and I've seen a lot of things, so it definitely has sort of changed people's mentality about things.
Yeah.
I
think it's that thing of too. Back in the day, your job was fairly secure. You know, but like the industry at least was secure if your job wasn't. But whole industries went away during COVID, and you go, well, maybe it's not that important. If it can just be taken away from me at any time, maybe I shouldn't put 120
in the moment,
in there.
Dude.
Yeah.
Belle, hi.
Oh, hi, darling. How are you?
Lovely, good, lovely. What are your thoughts on this one?
Look, they're just doing what we all did in the 40s and the 60s. They're just rewriting the book, darling. Look, they're out all night pubbing and clubbing. Mm. If they're not doing that, they're in the boutique wine bars in the 5-star hotels, and they're getting dressed on the run, doing their lippy and makeup in the car with the rear vision mirror.
Mm.
And they're on about their 4th coffee, 7th Red Bull. And if they're really fatigued, they're having a little bit of ice. And if that doesn't do it, they're on the coke.
That escalated quickly. There. And that's a broad generation that is doing all of that, Belle, because it's a sweeping statement.
Absolutely. Mm. And look, they're sitting down at their desk because they've got blisters on their heels from dancing all night. And they're on their big double shot.
I can't tell whether you're on their side or not. Like,
no.
Like, you're like, let them live.
Surprise, they're hungry for their breakfast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We wanted to make a brown snake, right?
Because Alan's snake's alive. They have every flavour, but they don't have brown.
We thought it would just be good for Brisbane because we are known as the brown snake.
Yes, the river is the brown snake.
The most notorious snake in the country.
Would you eat a brown snake?
Mm. Yep.
Lolly. Confectionery.
Guys. Producer Ash with an update.
Oh. So this brown snake, we're on a mission to make this bad boy, right?
Uh-huh.
The problem is we've come up against nothing but hardship.
Well, the production of it has been hard because people have been wanting to get all the glory of, yeah, we'll promote our business and we'll talk about making it. But then when it comes to the crunch of it, they're like, nah, we can't make it.
It's never happened to Wonka.
Well, he just made his own. Mm. That's out. Maybe we need to buy a factory. So we know it's the... What's the saying again? I'm going to get it wrong.
The snake that
floods down your taste buds.
On your
taste buds. Mm. All I can think is eat it down on the brown. But we ixnayed that one.
No, we did.
So we've got the slogan. We've got the commercial. We've got the want. Mm. We've got the petition.
Yes.
We've got the passion.
Mm.
We just need someone to make it. Allens have said that they take like 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, and we need like a huge groundswell that we just, I mean, they need all of Australia. I don't think we've got the big enough reach to get
hundreds
sort of
thousands of signatures. So if everyone listening can get on our change.org, that would be really good.
I don't want to mention them anymore.
We've got the listener app.
Unless they're going to make it.
Fair enough. So no more mentions of Schmellens.
We won't mention them.
Unless this is the company you've been talking to, and then we love them. They're fantastic.
I've got another company with a lead, guys, but it comes with some strings attached.
Okay.
So this company, I won't say who they are.
Okay.
We'll keep it a mystery.
Where are they located?
This is one of the issues. So they're located in Victoria, Australia. So it's an Australian company. They're located in Victoria.
Okay.
The thing is, they only make things by tons.
Right.
Like they don't just make like 200 snakes for us. They're going to make 1.5 tons of snakes for us, which is 1,500 kilos. It'll be about 30,000 snakes, I've calculated.
Right.
See, I think you're seeing that as a bad thing. I don't think that'll be enough.
300,000 snakes, sorry.
Oh. That's great.
Still don't think that'll be enough.
I mean, have you seen how many people go through the ECHA? Snake view.
Yeah, I guess we could just get rid of them that way. But yeah, the problem is we'd need to pick it up from their warehouse.
Oh, we've all made that mistake before when you buy something on Facebook Marketplace and it's pick up and it's in Sydney.
Well, how much is postage if we were going to ask him to do it?
Two tons is kind of...
I know it's a lot. I get it, mate. We need a truck.
I don't know.
Unless everyone can commit to taking their ute down.
I've got a ute.
Yeah.
We've got one.
Scotty's got a ute. But we want to make... No, we need to make it hygienic, though.
What are you saying about my ute? Yeah,
that was a dig, wasn't it?
I got it washed 2 days ago.
It's not a dig.
Filthy
ute. I'm just saying we need a food transport.
What have you been doing in the back of
don't
that
don't look
ute?
At me like that. You
nothing
understand.
That I'd like to do. My golf club's rattled through there. That's about it. Right.
So you're saying, but we'd probably also, it'd need to be refrigerated.
That's what I've been saying.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, where are we going to store all of the brown snakes? Like, if they get stored in our garage downstairs here, they'll all melt together and become one big blurred blob.
We can keep them in the studio. This is really cold in here.
That's
we could just
true.
Be surrounded by snakes.
That's true.
They also require a payment in full before picking up the product, which I guess is standard.
Does that mean we can't taste it before it's made?
Well, they don't just make, like, 20 snakes. They make them by the ton.
Mm.
So do they have any others we can compare it to?
We can try their other products.
What do they make? What are the sort of things that they make?
Like milk bottles, sour lollies, lots of great things.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. We don't want to give them what I'm assuming is going to be thousands of dollars to make 2 tons worth of snakes and to have one and go, that tastes horrible. Yeah.
Do you guys remember the time when we changed our name and we had all those money spent on Corflu and, you know, posters and stuff like that? Mm. That was such a waste, and then we couldn't do anything with them. Imagine the embarrassment of this. We get all these snakes and they taste horrible.
I see what you're saying. We've done it before. We can do it again. And then when we need to get rid of them, we can dump them in the brown snake.
No, we can't do that. We'll get in big trouble for that.
Okay, got you. Got you. You're right. I should not have said it out loud, but I hear what you're saying. Radio wink.
What are we going to do? We're just going to commit? Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Look at him.
What have we got to lose?
What flavour do we want to do then? Let's all say the same flavour at the same time. Or if whatever flavour you want. You ready? All right. Count to three. You can do it?
Yeah. I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Cola.
There you go. Decision.
Unanimous decision.
All right. Well, we're gonna need to talk to my mate Grant. How much?
How much?
Oh, that's a good point.
How much are we going to spend?
This is the other point.
Okay.
Okay, so it won't be less than $9 per kilo, $72 for an 8-kilo carton, and yeah, he's looking at $13,500 plus GST. Bear in mind, this is the best-case scenario.
Right.
He's saying.
Best case scenario.
I don't know if like we need add-ons or. Yeah.
Could be more. Is that packaged or are we just going to get there and there's just going to be two big lumps of snakes?
Massive boxes.
So we've got to package them from there?
Yeah, I think the packaging will be an extra. So we might need to call in a working bee.
God.
That's not a bad idea. We all have the little, you know.
And you're worried about hygiene in my ute and you're going to get in hundreds of filthy hands from around Brisbane to start.
No, not filthy hands. I trust their hands more than I do your ute. No, everyone wears gloves.
Well then.
Anyway, I'm trying
we'll give one person the whole ton.
You've got it. Congratulations, Abby.
Good luck with that.
You've got it.
Yeah. So lock it in.
Let's do it.
I need to chat to this guy more. Okay. I need more information, but it's a lead.
It's a lead.
Hey. It's not a no.
There we go.
Stav,
Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
When I built up my van.
Why I quit van life.
Unfortunately, the van is for sale.
I live full time in my van.
I'd rather be out cruising in a panel van.
Many years ago, we spoke to a lady who had sold her house and she was living in a van, and we did a bit of a tour of the van of what it was like, and it was very sort of cozy. Mm. But this was even before COVID times when people could afford rent.
Yeah,
now with
well
the rental crisis, there's a lot of people that are just saying, you know what, I don't want to live the life of everyone else in a house or having to pay a mortgage or rent, and they've got the van life and they're living in their van. But then there's other people as well that is like, I want to travel Australia.
Mm.
Now is the opportunity. Couldn't do it a few years ago. So they're taking a year off and they're taking the family around. And I'm just super jealous. I want to be able to do it. Would you be able to live in it? You would. Stav would definitely be able to.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Claustrophobia wouldn't get to you?
Nah, I mean, because you're not like, if I was trapped in there underwater or something, but you can always open the door and, you know.
I just mean, I think you travel would inland, enjoy living on the bare essentials.
Oh, yes. Yes, the bare necessities.
Yeah.
And you're picturing driving into town, getting into adventures every week, you know, and then going to the next town and solving a crime.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I would love to do it too. I follow way too many of them on Instagram.
Well, you guys were close to buying them, were you?
Looking at caravans.
We jumped on the bandwagon with it and then realised everyone's getting them, they're really expensive.
That's right.
And then Scotty and I were like, well, let's, when overseas travel starts again, people want to sell their van, so we'll get a cheap one there.
Well, I've got a mate selling one if you want to buy one.
What is it? Is it a camper trailer?
No, it's a proper caravan.
I just want to know why they're selling it.
Though. Getting a bigger one.
There you go. Yeah. And what are the rules? Because obviously, like, you know, people are doing this because it is cheaper, and then you do also, you can pack up and go wherever you want. But can you just park it anywhere and crash for the night, or are there rules against that?
There are legalities of it, and you can work out, but there's actually apps here. You can work out where you can park.
Right.
But they're saying that traditionally it was always white nomads. Like if you were an older retired person, you would live the van life.
Mm.
But now they're saying that it's younger people.
That must really annoy the grey nomads.
What do you mean I can't get a spot in Byron?
Yeah, the music is terrible.
Younger people and families now.
Right.
That are now taking education on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it. Sell the house, buy a caravan, take off. I think
with your family?
Good. Yeah. Take them with me, yeah.
That's how everyone's doing, isn't it? They're sharing it all on Instagram and getting paid through that.
Yeah. But I think what you find too is they only show you the nice parts. They don't show you when they're on the side of a highway in the middle of nowhere changing where they've popped a tire and, or, you know.
Or they're changing their sewerage.
That's the one thing when we
camp. Thank you so much for doing that time we all went together.
Mm. Yeah, at caravan parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that or washing your underwear in a, you know, sink.
Mm.
You don't see that.
No.
But 13, 10, 60, if you have ever done it, if you've just taken time off and you just lived the life in a caravan or maybe you're set to do it.
Hilda's there. Hilda, we're talking about people who've just packed everything up and taken off.
Yeah, my chiropractor decided before his children were in school that he wanted to travel around Australia. So they sold their house, he sold his business, they bought a caravan,
mm-hmm.
and they shared their Instagram around and traveled all the way around Australia.
Wow.
How long for?
Yeah. The whole year, all of last year. Yeah, so they came back at Christmas time.
Mm.
They love it?
Yeah, they did, yeah. Mm. The shots, they had a drone as well, so they were doing aerial shots.
Yeah, got to have a drone. Yeah,
that is true. You can't do it unless you've got an Instagram for people to follow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm. We could do it as a show.
That would be awesome.
It would, isn't it? Yeah. It would just go, we're coming to you today from Tasmania.
Hard to drive to Tassie.
No, jump on the little ship.
To the ferry thing. Ship
takes you across.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Or you just buy an aqueduct from the Gold Coast.
It's part of Australia, Stav. We can't leave it out.
That's true.
Well, I guess Instagram now is pretty much just the digital postcard. Like, you'd send postcards once upon a time.
That's true.
Now you just whack it on the ground.
Sandy in North Lakes, your son did the van life.
Yeah, he's actually in a Hilux with a rooftop tent, him and his partner.
Wow.
How long for?
They've been going for 2 and a bit years now.
Wow.
Full time.
How's he making money? Because 2.5 years is a long time to not work. They must be doing something for income.
Well, it took them 2 years to set it all up. Like, they had to buy the Hilux, pay it out. Then they spent like about $30,000 kitting out the Hilux, including the roof tent and everything. Mm. Then they had to put the money into the bank to get them started. So they went off for about the first year and a bit. And then they went to Mount Dare, which is Australia's most remote outback pub, which is near the Fink Desert.
Mm,
and they did the season out there
for
about the last 6 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So they'll go fruit picking and stuff like that as well. They make money in spots around the place.
Not at this point, no. They made enough at Mount Dare to continue on because they're the first responders to the Simpson Desert out there if something happens in the Simpson Desert because they're both mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
They've got
some skills.
Yeah, if you've got a skill, you can sort of,
Very good. Yeah, because I guess people who go for that length of time, you can't, I mean, unless you've saved a lot of money.
If you're a mechanic and there's no one else around, you're at the Simpson Desert, you can really charge whatever you want.
I'll change that tire, mate.
$20,000. Every town's got a bank. Rob the bank, move on to the next town.
I was like, no, they don't. In Australia, they have a pub. They don't have a bank.
Jacob, morning.
Morning, mate. How you doing?
Good. Talking the van life. You're a mechanic, mate, as well.
Yeah, so I manage a workshop and had a customer not too long ago coming back from the country music festival out at Willowbank and needed some mechanical repairs. But we had to push their vehicle out each night for them to sleep in the car park.
Oh, because it's their house.
Yeah, so it was a quite an ordeal. After the car wrecked the park.
Yeah.
And pushing it in and out each day and night.
Oh, how good.
Because you've got to put your house in the shop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Have you fixed it now?
Yeah, so that was a little while ago. That was, back CMC last year, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, almost 12 months, because CMC's, I think, next weekend back here again. There you go. It's your anniversary, mate. Congratulations.
Maybe swings by and says hello.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Riddle me this. How much wood could a woodchuck chunk if a woodchuck could chunk wood?
Tricky enough to stump you for hours.
You guys know we've been saying, is there anything that ChatGPT can't do?
Mm.
If you don't know what that is, it's an AI where you can get it to do your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a teacher, apparently you can even get it to check assignments.
Apparently so.
How much wood could a woodchuck chunk if a woodchuck could chunk wood?
Can't get it to shut up, though.
No. But can it answer riddles? You know that we love a riddle on this show.
We do love a riddle on this show, don't we? We
do. Yes, haven't done it for some time. But Hayley, our producer, is in, and you've put some riddles into...
Yes, the chat.
ChatGPT, which is the AI chatbot, and they've given an answer for the riddles, but I want to test you guys to see if you know the answer as well.
Okay.
So I've got a few riddles here. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the first one. I am an odd number, but take out a letter and I become even. What am I?
Is all of these riddles the ChatGPT was able to work out?
Yeah. Oh, not all of them. That's what I mean.
So we're going to give you our answer.
Give me your answer. I will reveal the ChatGPT answer and then I'll let you know what the real answer is.
You're an odd number. What is it?
You're an odd number.
Odd number. You take out a letter and you become even.
So it's a word of a
number. Even, yeah. I know.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
What's your answer?
7.
Take away the S. Yes. Even.
So that was an easy one, yes.
All right, mate.
Did you get it right?
No.
I struggled.
Yes.
ChatGPT is going to take your job. Smarter than you.
The correct... Hey, it's also going to take her job.
Yeah. ChatGPT wrote the number 7, so if you take away S from 7, it becomes even. So that one was an easy one. I thought I'd start us off with that one.
Okay.
Right. The next one. What's the least number of chairs you would need around a table to sit 4 fathers, 2 grandfathers, and 4 sons? You might need to write this one down.
Oh, is it? I thought it was just a trick question, like none of them are sitting down or something.
What do you think?
I think I've got it too.
Say it together.
Okay.
4.
Is that your answer? Yeah. Yes, that is the correct answer, but ChatGPT wrote 10.
Yeah, idiot.
So the AI thought they had to include every
all
single
but
fathers. So that one, you are smarter than AI.
Well, in that instance, I guess AI doesn't take in the possible human element of anything, does it? Like it wouldn't think past, those people could all be fathers, brothers.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, you know, doesn't think
you got to remember, if it's doing riddles, it's probably got to go through the whole internet for all the incorrect answers as well.
Yeah. Correct, that's true. Man, that would reply, families can come in all shapes and sizes. Why would you assume that they were all men?
Yeah, can we change it to they?
Yeah, oh, sure. I'm sorry. This one actually stumped me. I didn't know the answer to this one, but a bus driver goes the wrong way on a one-way street. Mm-hmm. He passes the cops, but they don't stop him. Why?
Mm.
Why don't they stop him going the wrong way on a one-way street?
The wrong way on a one-way street?
Mm.
He passes the cops.
They don't stop him.
They don't stop him.
I got this one.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you. Well,
you could be wrong.
I think I know.
Yeah.
Going the wrong way on a one-way street?
Mm.
Yeah.
You want to say
why don't they stop the bus driver?
It's always better if we do it together, don't you think?
3, 2, 1.
He's walking.
That is correct.
Yeah. Don't sound so surprised.
See how shocked she was?
I know, I'm sorry
you're
I doubted
like,
you.
Surprised. You're smart.
No, but AI actually got this one right too. I couldn't figure it out, AI did get this one. This one also stumped me. If all wibbles are criggles and all balkans are wumblins, no hoggles are balkans and all criggles are balkans, is it true all balkans are criggles?
Jesus.
Why don't you guys say that at the same time as well?
Yeah. Just say true or false.
I was going to say the same thing.
Now this one.
Is this just a true or false?
No.
No, what is it? It's mathematical.
Yeah.
If all
wibbles.
But do you have to see this to.
I'm so dyslexic, I can't get
so
it.
So like I if put it was this written exactly on, into the chat GPT.
What I'm saying is if it was written,
it.
If we see the paper. Pass Stav the paper. Because if
well,
he maybe
got the
if he looks
on it though.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Just say it again. Say it again.
If all wibbles are criggles. And all balkans are wobblins. No hoggles are balkans. And all criggles are balkans. Is it true that all balkans are criggles?
Yes.
Is that your answer?
No.
I can't follow it.
This one actually stumped ChatGPT. They said yes, it's true that all balkans are criggles, but in fact, it's not clear that all balkans are criggles from the evidence that I just said.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was your answer, no.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we are smarter than ChatGPT?
I would say... Yeah.
Today.
Well, you've got to be honest.
Your job is safe.
You've got to remember it keeps learning.
Yeah,
we stopped a while ago.
Long time ago.
I don't do anything past year 6 maths when it comes to homework with children.
I've forgotten
up.
Stuff I've already learnt.
I'm Matt. That's Abby.
Hi, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Will it make them or will it break them? This is SAS Australia.
Ooh, yes. they've just released who is going to be on the next season of SAS Australia. You'd love to go on the show, Steph?
I think it would be an interesting test of yourself, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you? Because you got close.
Yeah, I made an excuse because I can't because of my shoulder. Mm. And then I was like, I wasn't given enough warning. Like, I think I would need 12 weeks warning.
Maybe that, but that's how they want it, don't they? Because they don't want everyone to be training in the lead up to be in peak condition. They
yes,
need
and
everyone
that's what
to
I was
be
very aware of. I was the no-name, unfit person in that they would have broken. You know, when you could already see how you're going to be cast.
I would have watched that.
But
you say that.
As a punishment. Go harder on it.
This is the one where she breaks.
I reckon you're the only person on there who would turn around and break the actual blokes.
That's
the
true.
SAS guys. Yeah. You'd sit them down and be like, right, mentally.
I would like the interrogation part of it. Yeah. But you know what? I feel disappointed if you dropped out early. But they have announced it, and I think this is going to be really good for her. Cassie Sainsbury, who is known as Cocaine Cassie, is going to be one of the castmates on it. And they're saying it's going to be one of the toughest ever. So I think, are they filming it in the Middle East?
Yeah.
But they're basically saying that they, you know, there's going to be no celebrity treatment when you're there. You're going to be in conditions that are just going to be terrible. It's going to be hot and humid. You're going to have no luxuries whatsoever. And at one point I just realised, well, that she's done that.
Well, she was in prison in Colombia, wasn't she?
Yeah. So if for someone who's been in jail, I do think you've got a little bit of an advantage.
Advantage.
Is Chappelle Corby on it as well? Or
She did it last year.
She did it the first one.
Right.
Because a few people are saying that Cassie shouldn't be allowed to do it because she's a criminal. Shouldn't be able to profit.
What else is she going to do? She, you know, you're not going to give her a job on the front desk at a doctor's surgery.
That was
the
hard thing about Chappelle Corby, because it was like, well, people said that she couldn't, you know, earn money from it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, would you prefer her to get government funding? Because she was like, wouldn't you want me to work and fund myself? And she's done an amazing job of being able to earn her own money. Isn't that going to be more?
She makes resin clocks now.
She does. They're very good.
Follow her on the gram. Yeah. She'll make resin clocks. Yeah. Makes a clock and then sells them online.
She did all that time. Now she's making it up.
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
So Abby Holmes is going to be on it.
Don't know who that is?
Oh, she's an AFL commentator. She was a brilliant player as well. Mm-hmm. Anthony Mundine. Mm-hmm. You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be reason enough not to go.
Okay. Dr. Craig Callan, who was one of the Thai cave rescue heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Not the
one we spoke to, but the other one. Craig McLaughlin.
Yeah, that's an interesting pick too. A lot of people aren't happy with that either.
Akamatis.
Akka.
Akka. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to be off for the footy season. He plays here locally.
Would you do it, Maddie? Because, you know, we talked about me
Stephanie and Rice, sorry, and Tim Robards.
I'd do it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'd like the challenge of it.
Everyone always talks about this, the other one, Alone. Apparently that's a fantastic show and you're just out there in the wilderness by yourself with a group of other people who are by themselves and you don't know when they've quit.
Right,
but
okay.
If you quit before everyone else, you lose. But if you're the last one standing,
so you just come back when you've had enough.
Yeah, wow. Not knowing if that's
will they just keep you on if you're the last one, they'll come and get you.
I think they'd come and get you. I mean, that'd be a bit cruel. Yeah, they kind of like 7 years.
Yeah, wow. Remember the show Naked and Afraid?
Yeah,
but they'd send you out in the middle of the bush,
still on,
butt naked.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
butt
a
naked.
Wild show. Yeah,
yeah,
that's naked.
Naked
you're
and afraid.
Naked.
How do they film it? They're just
blurry.
Pixelated.
Yeah,
yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. Either that, they just get a lot of actors with unfocused genitals. No, I'm pretty sure they blur it. I'm pretty sure they blur it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a reality show for anything these days, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. When's it start?
I think they're filming. I wrote to Cassie.
it's hard not to call that.
Oh, yeah. I know. I wrote to Cassie, but I think they're actually filming it at the moment.
That's the reason you're giving for her not responding to you?
Yes, because I feel really sorry for her because the whole time she was in jail and not replying back to me, I'm like, no, you've seen my messages and you've got time.
You feel sorry for her because of the way you treated her? and yet you're still doing that treatment?
Mm.
Maybe she went to SAS to get away from you.
Hey.
That's why I'd go on the show. No.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Many incredible stories of survival throughout the ages. We all remember the Brazilian soccer team that got stranded in the Andes and resorted to eating each other.
Alive, the movie.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. True story. Mm. Or Wilson, the volleyball with Tom Cruise.
True story.
Yep. Also, Tom Hanks, Castaway.
Yeah.
This isn't as epic, but it's still pretty good. And I don't know how I'd feel about this. It's four fishermen off the coast of Western Australia. They their boat capsized. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but if a plane, if I was on a plane that was going to crash, I'd rather it would crash onto land than on the ocean, I think. I think dangling your feet down into the depths of the abyss, waiting for someone to come and find you, I think that would just be terrifying. Whereas at least if you're on land...
I don't think you would survive, would you?
Say like you
the plane. Okay. Mm. Yeah, you'd rather, yeah, I agree.
Mm.
Well, you always think of sharks, don't you?
Yeah.
And how cold it is as well, mm-hmm. and how do you keep afloat the whole time? I mean, if you've got a boat that you're hanging on to.
Mm. Mm.
But I just always think of trying to keep afloat that whole time.
Mm.
That's why they always get you to do the swimming practice in your clothes. I was like, well, wait, do I want to take my shoes off?
No.
Nah. Because when I go on a boat, I go in a tracksuit with my New Balance.
But you know, if you were like, hang on, we get on the boat, let me get dressed.
I never understood that. And because I came coming from Scotland and everyone, it seemed to be like everyone just did it. And you would. You would swim and you would have to swim underwater for a certain amount of time. Why? To avoid the burning oil above you from the ship.
It's a real hypothetical. But what I'm trying to say is if I went into the water, right, would I should take my shoes off, right?
Well, I just thought of that when you said it, yes. But I think, wasn't that the thing? You jumped in and then you would slowly undress in the water to make yourself lighter.
We didn't undress at school, did you?
Down to, we had like our togs on underneath our
tracksuit. No, we didn't undress. We stayed on the whole hour.
What I think you would find now is if someone was jumping in to do a rescue in the ocean, they might keep their shoes and stuff on, but they'd definitely take their phone out of their pocket before they jumped in.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, not the iPhone.
Yeah.
You know. Mm. Oh, actually, I've got my RMs on. They're expensive. Better take them off too.
Or my watch. My Apple Watch. I mean, maybe I keep it on, get my steps up. I don't know. Because they were capsized, and you'd think you would be terrified. They were lucky enough they had a phone on them, so they called the police. The police came to get them about half an hour later. They were there treading water for the whole time.
Half an hour's pretty good, though.
Yeah. Well, they had a esky. And when they pulled them up in true Australian fashion, because they had two eskies, but they only managed to cling to one. And when they got rescued, one of them was happy that he was alive, but disappointed for another reason.
Oh, no, the other one's just got beers in it. That was just ice and bloody bait.
Saved the wrong esky.
Ice and bait.
Just ice and bait. The other one had the beer in it.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't it?
It did. That's what he's saying. We've lost it.
Yeah.
We've lost it. We've lost the beer. All we got is bloody bait and ice.
Yeah, and shoes off, you'd be able to dive down and get it.
Yeah, dive down and get it. Yeah, because if anything, you need a beer, it'd be then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't realise when they're floating. I would have popped the lid on that, waiting half an hour.
You get there and you're shit-faced drunk.
Exactly. I mean, why wait to get rescued to have a beer?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Box. Tomorrow will be the 8th of March. Here are your answers for Alpha Bucks at 8 o'clock to win $10,000.
Your letter is L, and three of your answers are lettuce, lionfish, and Lego.
See you tomorrow, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
While the Stav, Abby and Matt podcast plays, they're giving recycling their best shot. Together with Brisbane City Council, we can get recycling sorted.